Well, Coach, I know it didn't finish the way you wanted to, but still a pretty good opening weekend for volleyball.
Yeah, and actually it kind of finished better than I was expecting it to finish. So I'm really happy with the way they what they did today. We only have three returning people this year. Our court is full of freshmen and a sophomore that, you know, didn't get any playing time last year. So I was real happy. We didn't really know what to expect. We didn't know if we were going to be able to hang with the fastball play at that varsity level. But, man, I couldn't be happier with the way they played today.
Okay, you get to the finals. You played well this morning, and then you're up 2-0. What changed for you there in the finals?
You know, these younger girls, they've never played a fourth set or a fifth set. So there was four girls out on the court there that have never gone past three sets. I think they were tired. You know, I think that we got them a lot to work on, but man, they gave us a lot of hope. We really, we lost two seniors and we had two starters that didn't come back this year. So we weren't real sure what the season was gonna look like, but they gave us a ton of hope and I'm real happy with what they've done.
You do have to like your mix though. You got some veterans and some very talented youngsters.
Yes.
It'll take
yes.
time, but they'll get there.
Absolutely, yeah, it's very exciting. And we knew that this group was gonna be good, you know, a few years back. So we were excited to have them and it just kind of worked out, but man, they've really stepped up and done a job.
Preseason camp overall, have you noticed a difference in your kids coming off your title from last year? Is there a difference confidence-wise or anything?
For probably a few of them, I think that the buy-in is definitely there, you know. But I still think that we keep the girls pretty level-headed. You know, we don't really talk about being a returning state champ. We don't talk about that kind of stuff until we know that we can prove it, you know. So we try and stay pretty humble and we make sure the girls stay humble as well.
What about the quick turnaround? It's weird to play in May and then come back here in August.
It is very weird, but you know, I thought I was going to really struggle with it when they announced it last fall. But I'm kind of still riding on a little bit of a high, I guess. So I'm fine with it. It feels right. This feels right.
Okay, so. Back to your game today. I know you got a hole at setter that you got to fill. What'd you like out of your team in that area today?
We've not run a 6-2 in years, and I don't even know that it was like the first couple years that we ran a 6-2. I like to be able to do that. I like to do something a little bit different. Kennedy Kerr, she's our other setter, and she's a freshman. And obviously Rachel White, she actually set for us here last year at this tournament because her sister was gone.
Okay.
So this isn't her first time setting here in Kit Carson. But I really like it. I like the offense that we're running. We've had to do some different things to get our libero in there and make sure that Avery can be in there as often as she can possibly be. So we had to do some kind of funky things with our rotation and our lineup, but I'm really